I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley is cutting off Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood in the wake of undercover videos implying the group was selling fetal tissue to research groups. Governor Bentley called Planned Parenthood's practices, quote, deplorable in a statement yesterday. He says he doesn't want Alabama to be associated with the group. Bentley says the state is terminating an agreement with Planned Parenthood Southeast to serve as a Medicaid provider. State money to Planned Parenthood has gone to birth control for low-income women. The Alabama Medicaid Agency says Planned Parenthood has provided women on Medicaid with contraceptives such as IUDs and birth control shots. Medicaid dollars are already expressly forbidden from funding abortions through Planned Parenthood. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal also announced he was removing Planned Parenthood's Medicaid support this week. Today marks the start of Alabama's annual back-to-school tax-free weekend. The three-day period gives Alabama residents the chance to purchase a wide variety of items without paying any state sales tax. Nancy Dennis is the Alabama Retail Association's Director of Public Relations. She says despite the weekend's well-known nickname, the savings apply to more than just students.
The best thing is this holiday is not just for people who are going back to school. It's any clothing $100 or less, and that includes everything from diapers to wedding dresses. As long as it's $100 or less, you can buy it. So you don't have to be going back to school.
Dennis says that more than 300 local governments are adding in their own tax breaks so that some shoppers will be able to save up to 10% on taxes depending on where they shop. World War II veterans will have the chance to reunite tomorrow. Montevallo will be hosting the Honor Flight Birmingham and the Keep the Spirit of 45 Alive programs. The reunion is to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. Pam Nichols is the founder of Honor Flight Birmingham. She says this is a way to remember that generation's contributions.
Most of these veterans now are 90 years old and older. So this is one of the last opportunities probably for many of these veterans for all of us to say thank you.
The event will be held at the Alabama National Cemetery and the American Village. Guests attending the event will be able to see displays of World War II-era vehicles and a reenactment of the raising of the flag on Iwo Jima. And Birmingham is once again in the running to serve as the site of a heavyweight championship boxing match featuring Tuscaloosa's Deontay Wilder. Wilder's co-manager, Jay Dees, says the boxer would love to return to Birmingham's Bartow Arena given the chance. The opponent isn't yet decided, but Wilder is set to defend his heavyweight World Boxing Council title in a primetime fight on September 26th. Now your forecast.
Expect a good chance for showers and storms today on this Thursday. Not going to rain the entire day, but keep that umbrella handy. Some of the storms could be rather strong. Overnight tonight, a few passing storms still possible. Lows back in the 70s for Friday. A few scattered storms, mainly south of I-20, highs in the mid-90s. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.